Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Anita Rosen, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Learning 2.0, also the e-commerce question and answer book, second edition. ReadyGo.com is her website. She's an e-learning expert. She's one of the top digital thinkers that I've ever met. She's our good friend. Anita, thanks again for being here. So we're talking about artificial intelligence. We're talking about robotics. And Anita's given us several. We've talked about several different manifestations of AI, and that's the term you hear, folks. If you're reading about it, if you're hearing people talk about it on television, whatever, you hear them talking about AI. They're talking about artificial intelligence, all the different ways that Anita's been describing them. These things have benefits that we like, and they also produce implications for things that we might not have seen coming. Right, Anita?
Definitely.
Talk to us about the implications.
The unintended consequences. So we were using the example, which is just one of many examples, we were using the example of the autonomous cars, the self-driving cars.
Right.
And everyone talks about, oh, we won't be driving our own cars, or that there'll be a fleet of cars and we won't own our own cars. That might be, that might not be. But the short term, which I say 5 to 10 years, is when this technology starts getting into cars, we're going to have a lot less accidents, which everyone cheers. Mm-hmm. Isn't that going to be great?
39 to 42,000 people are killed in automobiles every year.
Except if you own a collision shop. Mm-hmm. You're not cheering.
Right.
Because if there's a lot less collisions, a lot less fender benders, I already know with myself, there's a few times I have a backup camera in my car.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few times I think to myself, damn, I'm so glad I had that camera. I would have hit that. I would have had a ding. And I don't.
But if you make steering wheels, your future might not be long, right?
Well, steering wheels. I think they're still going to have steering wheels. And
I don't know if it's completely
steering wheels. If you're still going to need to have a control system, and that's what a steering wheel is.
So for the next 2 or 3 years, but maybe not in 20 years.
It might not change so much. You might not have the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still going to have a steering component.
You have some kind of. But that's my point, though. You won't need a steering wheel. That's a steering wheel is a paradigm, right? We've gotten comfortable with, and there are rules around steering wheels. But whenever the AI improves, improves as it continues to develop, that's a shift that will probably happen.
Look at airplanes. Do they have a steering wheel?
Right. No. Some of them do. Some of them don't.
Yeah. So I haven't been in enough cockpits to tell you if they all do or not.
Yep.
But the two I've been into, they have different things.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, I know a lot of parents, there's nothing that they would like more than as autonomous cars, because instead of them having to drag their kids from one thing to the next, pick them up from school, bring them home, you can have one of these cars do it.
Right. Except that then you lose the oversight part, right?
The best conversations I have with my kids is when I'm driving them.
That's my point. Well, those are implications of the autonomous car. If you let the car do it, the car's going to raise your kid on the way home instead of you're raising them. These are all, and see, this is what I mean when I talk about the humanity implications of technology. Not the human implication is it'll save me time. I like that. The humanity implication is, are we going to lose? Are you losing that opportunity to visit with your child when they're hostages? Right.
right.
So
does it then open you up for what you can say is then you're working and now all of a sudden you can get your kids to these different programs. So you weren't having that opportunity to talk to them in the first place, so it doesn't matter. You're not losing that opportunity.
It's all about balancing the benefits and the implications. And we've been doing this since the cotton gin and the steam in the steam mill, right? The steam engine.
We've been doing it before that.
Yeah, yeah, the wheel and fire, right? It's all about managing the implications. Here's the difference, though. These new things are just happening so fast, and they're so pervasive. That's what's right. taking our breath away, isn't it?
Right. It really is. The speed of change mm-hmm. is really gone.
The velocity is really affected us a lot. ReadyGo.com, right, Anita?
And when you think about it, it was less than 10 years ago that we got smartphones.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Less than 20 years ago that cellular phones were prevalent.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, absolutely. Hey, Anita, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure.
Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Anita joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.